the hospitality industry in the Upper East region of Ghana is fast developing in terms of number of rooms and number of beds. In 2010, the whole region has about 30 hotels with the number of beds being about 800 in 2010. But currently we have over 100 hotels and guest houses, 100 hotels and guest houses in the region, with the total beds of about 3,000 beds and then about 2,005 rooms. So, in fact, it's growing. In 2010, we do not have even a star-rated hotel in the region. But currently, we have two-star hotels, about four of them in the region. And then we have one-star hotels, also about four of them in the region. Currently, an investor, a domestic, let me put it, an indigenous Ghanaian has invested in the industry. And his place coming up to date, and then we think when it is commissioned, it will add up to the stars in the region. We are expecting that hotel probably to be a 4-star in the Great Northern region. This is a one-man investment in the industry, and then it is also a Ghanaian. I think the region is, as far as the hospitality industry is concerned, it's up to date. We hope that if the Tamale Airport becomes a well-busy international airport, because Tamale is the pivot of the savannah zone. Tamale is our main town. That is where all tourists that will descend to the other three northern or two northern regions, Upper East and Upper West. The beginning is Tamale. So if the airport becomes well-structured and busy, as I said, international flights comes in and out. People can fly in direct from other countries. It will help boost tourism investment in the Upper East region. However, if the Tamale Airport become, as I said, international operational, as far as international flights are concerned, we have our neighbors coming from Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, to access our health facility, because Ghana is becoming a destination for health tourism, because our medical facilities and services are very good, and then people take the opportunity to assess those things. However, the upgrade of the Bolgatanga Regional Hospital to a very world-class health status hospital will also help in bringing people also from our neighbors into here. And most of the people that cross to assess our health facilities from the neighbor country are economically sound. So when they come with relations, they will sleep in guest houses and hotels. They will sleep in hotels, eat our food and all those things. And then the foreign currency they bring will stay in Ghana. Then when they call foreign currency, so our foreign reserves will increase. And then when those foreign currency is converted to local currency, then the multiplier effect going will be greater. So tourism in future, the hopes, aspirations are high. In Ghana as a whole, we're not having 5-star hotels, but currently we can count throughout the country over 15 or 10 5-star hotels in the country. But the unfortunate thing is that most of these 5-star hotels are being owned by foreigners. So we are encouraging local investors to look into that industry and then invest in the industry, so that at least monies that probably the foreign investor comes in with and have to take the money, convert it to foreign currency out, will stay in our economy, and that will help the local community and local economies.